What's good, netizens and What a Joke fans? We really have to shorten that. This weekend is Tweens Weekend in that country that has holidays for everything. And I thought, why not have on one of my favorite sets of identical twins ever? No, they're not celebrities yet, depending on who you ask. But give him a few years, or at least until after NYSC.
I am Lani.
I am Nimi. And we are the Shorma twins.
Yes!
If you can't tell, Bioforce, like, yeah.
No, that was their idea. Yeah, how excited they were to say it. I'm so psyched to have you guys here, because as Nimi knows, we should have done this a long time ago. Yeah, you guys are about to help me debunk a lot of myths.
Hiya, I'm Bio, and in case you're wondering, you are now listening to the What a Joke podcast. A friendly disclaimer before you proceed, continued listening may result in one or more of the following: involuntary and unrestrained laughter, learning new things, enjoyment, being offended, and falling in love. And most importantly, always remember, please, don't take everything you hear on here too seriously.
First, listeners, I want you guys to get to know the twins some. So we're going to play a little pregame. Lani, you go first. I want you to tell me 10 things about you in 10 seconds. Go.
I'm a Christian. I'm a YouTuber. I'm a makeup artist. I'm a writer. I'm an artist. I work at a radio station. I'm currently doing NYSC. And 21 years old.
I didn't keep count, but I know that wasn't 10.
All right. Like maybe 7.
Yeah, I think it was close. All right, Nimi, SE, you, go.
I'm 21. I wear glasses. I'm short. I am a writer. I'm a photographer. What's about me? I like K-drama.
Done. Shorts?
I'm shorter than you.
You're 5'8".
You're like 5'8", 5'9"-ish.
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10". Yeah, so you're
but I'm not really like regarded as tall in this world.
In whose definition? Average height for babes is 5'5"? Four? Average.
Average.
Sure. 5'6". Okay, 5'6".
But like seriously, like, a lot
five,
of people
is average. Below 5'6" is short.
But a lot of people are like way taller than me now. I'm not really.
Name five girls you know that are taller than you. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. All right. So that is Nimi and Lani. They are probably the most talented set of twins I know personally. Like, You had all the things that they mentioned. I did not mention everything else. So how did you not mention that you're an SFX makeup artist?
There was so much.
So much pressure.
There was a lot of pressure. But tell me 10 things about yourself in 10
seconds. Go.
I am a boy. I am 22 years old. My name is Bayo. My middle name is Shei. I'm a writer. I'm a voiceover artist. I'm a podcaster. That's a lie. That was 10 seconds, bro. I said it was slow. It's my fault.
You said less than both of us.
No, I said 7. I said 7 things. I counted. I said 7 things.
You are a boy.
Yes, I'm a boy.
No.
It's something about me.
Bro, you know.
Yeah, so today, for those of you who aren't already twins, we're going to be finding out a lot, at least I think, about twins. Now, brief history. Twins have played a huge part in history. Many cultures saw them as gods. And some, like the Eastern culture in Nigeria, saw them as devils. Twins are technically responsible for us having Romans and, I guess by extension, pizza. So, yay! Check out the Valentine's special for more on that. One of the coolest things about being twins in history, though, is that, you know, apparently because people couldn't tell them apart, they didn't have biometrics, facial capture and all that, they could easily pretend to be the same person. So guys, if you could travel back in time to any period, when would it be? Why? And what would you do with your twin power?
Yeah, what period?
I'll probably go back to the, is it Joseon period?
Yeah,
Joseon dynasty.
Joseon dynasty, yeah.
In South Korea.
Yeah.
South Korea. And back in days when
continue.
Yeah, had the princess,
yeah,
and the papa.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just exchange lives, like,
yeah. So that, well, that's if as you're if royal, you guys were if you're born into royalty.
Look at me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't want to be going through. You want to be the one that
my bini. So what? You'll be the prince that grows up and then, you know, eventually princess that grows up and eventually finds your twin sister and then switches lives.
Okay, no, let me tell you my story. So they want me to marry one king like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want, mm-hmm, obviously. So I now found out that I have a long lost twin outside the palace
walls. Over here, yeah.
And they don't want me to go out because they're worried about my protection. Like, I'm a princess and everything. So me and this girl, we agreed to change, like
switch lives.
So that I can go outside and explore the kingdom.
And I can live life.
And then she can live life as a rich girl. Exactly. She knows how to hustle. So we switch.
No longer for the streets.
Obviously, we switch. Me, I go out. I'm having a good time, you know. Everybody, yeah. She's inside falling in love with my man.
Yeah, no more.
But I allow it
because you don't like the man.
No, because I'm a feminist.
I love that,
and I don't want to be tied down to no man.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
So why am I the one tied down to a man?
I mean, if you're falling in love, it's not tied down.
It's not tied.
I wasn't in love.
It was by choice.
Trying to force me to do something for the kingdom.
She believes in the power of choice.
Thank you.
Makes sense.
But you're falling in love, and that's fine. Like.
Yeah, you know, you finally got everything you ever wanted.
Love,
riches,
royalty,
free food. Royalty.
People like free food. Ma, what do you want to? It's not ma. How they say it in Korean? How they say prince and princess? I forgot.
Two of you combined over 100 K-dramas and you
that's
don't
not,
know.
Do you know what? That's not a lie. That's factual. Like over 100 combined and we still don't know.
Shame.
I promise you, if someone says it, I'll say yeah.
Well, I know that Agashi means like young lady. So yeah, I guess I'm really not sure.
The culture is lost on you. Like, I feel like you guys probably get this a lot, but what was it like growing up as twins? For you guys, it's normal. Growing up as twins is obviously normal. So like, I'm only asking this because I'm an only child. So, you know, I'm literally the furthest thing from you guys. So like, let me give a few parameters. For example, as an only child, I have to try on clothes on myself if I want to see how it will look. Like, could you guys, like, use each other, you know? Oh, try this on.
Lani does that to me. Like, even, like, today. Doesn't even need to be, like, back then. But even, like, back then, my mom would actually buy us the same clothes. Like, we would dress up identically a lot of the time. I think it was when we were turning, like, 10, 11. That's when Lani actually branched out and she was like, nah, she doesn't want to dress the same as me. But I was still stuck on.
I didn't really like that attention.
Yeah, she stopped liking it. And then, but I was so stuck on, oh, let's dress the same. But then eventually, you just kind of like went.
I just found my own. Yeah, because
my own path to dressing.
Two very different styles. So like,
and I feel like we were a lot more identical when we were younger. But
as we grew older,
fraternalness.
Yes, fraternalness. Really sure.
Yeah.
Like now we're so different.
Yeah. And even then we had like these necklaces with our, do you remember? With our names on it. It was like bees.
That's how I like we wear. Like, you
need
crazy.
Like necklace to know who was who.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one perk. Lucky. All right. So as an only child, I have a lot of inside jokes with myself. Like this one time when.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh with yourself. Forgive me.
And this other time when. So like, do you guys have inside jokes?
I don't think it's a twin thing. I think we have inside jokes because we're friends.
I don't think it's like a twin thing.
Sisters turned friends.
Sisters by chance, friends by choice.
Twinkle. Did you guys like that Twitches movie?
I liked it.
It was actually really nice.
Tamara. Honestly, everything they acted in.
Yeah, same. And the fact that they were twins actually made me want to watch it like over again. I'm pretty sure we watched it like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, we watched Twitches a lot. Every Sunday, they show it.
Twitches 1 and Twitches 2.
Yeah.
Like, I think this one is a personal favorite as an only child, you know? Chores are so fun when it's only you. You know, you're the only person washing all of the plates, cleaning your house. You know, you get bored of your mind and you talk to yourself. It's pretty fun. So like, how was that for you guys?
Funny enough, even though the chores are split, it's such a hectic activity, yeah. Like, and the argument. Like, no, me, I mopped yesterday, oh, you sweep. No, but even though I mopped, I only mopped a small section, so you sweep instead, like, all the, ah, no.
Yeah, but then, like, now, we even, like, separate the days, like, okay, I wash up on Monday, Manny washes up on Tuesday, I wash on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's a perk, rather than washing Monday to Friday. Bye, sorry.
It's fine.
How about punishments? Like, did you guys ever use each other as scapegoats? Like,
no.
You do something and then,
no.
Like,
no.
You blame it on?
No. No.
We love each other, but not that much.
No.
You're playing by yourself.
Okay, how about two birthday cakes? Was it usually two birthday cakes?
Was it usually
it
two?
It was always...
I think it was usually two, then it just started becoming
just became one.
Back then,
when I was a baby girl, you buy two cakes and then you post by it with the cheese. But now it's just like buy the cake and eat it.
So actually, like now I don't even really like cake that much. So like when they get the cake,
I'm like, nobody like poses behind the cake anymore.
Yeah, we did actually.
Woke generation.
Oh, okay, we did.
We like, your last this birthday. Time we had only one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, even the last one was one.
That was your 21st, yes.
Yeah.
Cheese. You're looking for the picture.
Yeah.
And that cake was nice too.
That's cool. And I see the bottle in hand.
Bottle was not
for the bottle. Who was the bottle for? It was aesthetic.
Valentine. It was actually aesthetic.
Yeah.
Are you guys the only twins in your extended family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. There was a set of twins in my family, but they passed. Yes, it's just us.
Because like, there's this thing where, like, if there are twins in a family, it's more likely that there's more than one set. And there's also this myth where they say if, like, that twins skip a generation, so if you're a twin, you can't have twins. But, like, apparently that myth is a lie, that as a twin, you might actually be more likely to. So, like...
I think it just depends on how strong your
genes. Which of you people
are.
Marry me?
Nimi is free to do that.
Nimi?
Yeah.
You will you marry me?
No, uncle.
You didn't even give me like a second. One second.
I'm tired of boys, man.
Ew.
But that's not for this podcast.
Fair enough. Men has come.
Yeah. Some of them try, but anyway, some women has come too.
Word. So like, quick question. Lani, what number is Nimi thinking of?
Three.
Yes, coming us. They're definitely telepathic. All right. If your twin, and this is obviously directed at both of you, could have any superpower, what would it be?
Nimi would want to read minds.
Yeah.
What would I want to do?
I'm actually not sure.
21 years.
Like, we've never actually spoken about it. Like, I know you know my own because I'm always saying it. I'm actually always saying it. Like, I don't know what yours would be.
Mine is the same. I'm a very straightforward person and I don't like people that like lying. I just want to know that what you're saying is what you mean. So same for me, honestly.
A lot of people lie a lot, man. They don't care who you are, they will lie to your face, and it's so crazy and so annoying. So like, reading minds.
I wonder if reading minds would work over text. When somebody's typing and you're like,
and then it just blurs over and you know what they really mean.
And then you know...
You know when you see those three dots?
Yeah,
and then... You now backspace.
Yeah.
And then they do it again and then all that comes up is, okay.
That's a lie. I know you type like four paragraphs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's your twin's worst food?
Nimi hates onions.
Yeah, Lani hates semovita.
Yeah.
Where is the origin of that? Like, what did onions do to you? What did semo do to you?
Onions, I hate seeing it in my food and I hate like crunching it.
Yeah.
So like obviously I know that onions is blended in pepper sometimes, you know, onion powder. That's fine, that's cool. Cause like onion actually is a good savory
but if you know
flavorful
it's there.
Whatever. Mm. Yeah, but like if I'm conscious of the fact that it's there, I can literally push the food away.
I have a cousin like that.
Ever since I was younger.
I hope he's listening to this. Eric, you know yourself. How about you? What is emoji to you?
So every time I was in secondary school,
inter-house sports.
Like every time I lost inter-house sports, we always went home and ate some movita. And like, I don't know, that probably happened only once or twice. But in my brain, some movita is like loser's food.
Wow.
So I don't touch it. Bad vibes.
what's each other's dream job?
At this point, man. Okay, Lani. Lani wants to like really pursue makeup.
Work.
Arts, yeah, just makeup art.
Guys, she's really, like, really good.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, answer for me.
It's kind of hard to answer this because, like, things have kind of changed in the past couple of months.
And I've been into so many things.
She's entered a new industry recently and she's really liking it.
Is it writing or is it?
Yeah, copywriting, content creation, sort of, like, writing content.
You're a content writer now.
Yeah. That's kind of what she's been doing. And it was so unexpected because, like...
Where was all of this in school?
No, I was just about to say,
no offense to Nimi. I studied
psychology.
Like, no offense to Nimi. Nimi could not write before this. That's a fact. But this year, like,
I remember the truth.
It's a miracle.
At work, that writing that you did about that girl,
I saw the screenshots of that story.
I was shocked.
Oh,
I was like, you write this, or someone write it for
you? It shocked me too.
Like, so good. So, it's kind of hard to answer that, but I would say that area.
Yeah, so, like now.
Now.
Because back then, like, I've just been into so many different things, like really crazy. Yeah, photography, psychology, like, just different things. And now writing.
The writing thing, I was actually like a shock.
Yeah, even for me, like the advertising industry is not somewhere I saw myself ever being. But like,
that place is a dog pound. My God, it's crazy. Like, this is a deep one. Have you ever regretted having a twin?
Thank you for listening to the end. If you liked it or not, please share with your friends, family, enemies, and total strangers in any way you can. Help share the humor. It would also mean a lot if you could subscribe to this show on the official Jammit platform, and I'd love to respond to your comments on the official Jammit Twitter page under the post for this episode. Tune in next Monday for another episode because really, you can't make this stuff up. Next time.
All right, so like, is there any lie you've told one another that you've been trying to confess to? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
How do you mean?
Like,
we lied to
that one probably happens, but like, anything that you maybe have wanted to tell her or you wanted or something like that, something you've been hiding for a while, it's like